Foley.com.
Hello, this is three-time WWE champion and hardcore legend Mick Foley, and you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, Wrestle Talk Radio.
Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the hora.
With your host, Tim Stein.
Hi, Whitey. I got another Hanukkah present tonight.
Wow, Benjamin, an Etch-A-Sketch, not too shabby.
That's a Game Boy, you idiot.
Oh, sorry, I'm not up on modern technology.
Omega.
I'm not Santa Claus. I'm Hanukkah Harry. The Santa had a stomach virus. Now I'm filling in, bringing toys to all the Gentile boys and girls.
Mace.
First night, I got a basketball and some Gators. Then night two, I got a pup tent so I can camp in the backyard. And tonight, I got this.
Wow. Well, maybe on night four, the Hanukkah monster will come and take a big crap on your bed.
Thanks for sharing the holiday spirit, Psycho.
And the producer, Sir Rockin'.
Being Jewish is a pain in the ass sometimes.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I shall play.
Yo, yo, yo. You know, every year Hanukkah comes around, and people say it's all about the presents. But nah, that's not what I care about, you know. See, I'm gonna tell you about it. It's all about the dreidel. The dreidel.
None, yeah, I'm getting none. Hey, I get half a bum. Shin, now I'm sharing some. Gimel, then I'm getting none. None, yeah, I'm getting none. Hey, I get.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. If you haven't guessed, it's the first night of Hanukkah, and someone had a little bit of fun with the intro, and thank you very much for making my clip not be from an Adam Sandler movie. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I had a good comedian actually speaking that line. Thank you.
Ooh. Ouch.
I said it. Come at me.
He's not wrong.
God, this okay, I'll get to the intro, but the song just reminded me. Rock, did you see the story on those go around Facebook about the invention of the Dr. Dreidel?
Yeah.
Which, correct me if I'm wrong, it's just a dreidel with Dr. Dre's picture sprayed on or burned into it?
Yeah.
You don't sound too enthused for this product.
No, I really don't. And before you get to your introductions and everything, because they're patiently waiting. Future Lindsay says hi.
Thank you, Future Lindsay from Past Omega.
Now I'll introduce people.
I am Present Omega, the be-all and all of our little network. Joining me tonight, we have Mace.
Considering the time difference between me and you, does that make me also Future? Does that put me and Lindsay on equal footing for the first time ever?
No, compared to Lindsay, you're distant future.
Yeah, you're distant future. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I am future future. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I marathoned 4 episodes of Doctor Who today, and I can't keep track of all this time shit.
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff.
Which, I'm now completely caught up, so I no longer have you muted on Twitter.
Sweet. As I said before, though, you know, Lewis did it first.
I know, so I know. I don't hold it against you. Much. And of course, Father Time himself, the one and only Tim Stein.
I'm contemplating on whether or not to respond to that.
You don't want to be a being that controls all of time?
I don't want to be Father Time.
Okay, Mother Time.
I don't want to be Mother Time. You're a mother.
Just remember, when all this is said and done, you picked me for the show. You did this to yourself.
There are times I regret drinking heavily.
You've also got to remember that Tim is the guy who last night at 4 o'clock in the morning decided to give the history of Canada.
Hold on a second. It was only 2 a.m. because I'm in Mountain Time.
In Mountain Time. Yes, yes.
And I still had to go to work today.
Yeah, check out the archive tomorrow where Tim gives the history of Canada on CB Radio.
Hey, I was only answering questions, for crying out loud. It's not like I was, listen, I got to tell you about this place. It's awesome. You got to listen to it. That wasn't me.
I'm
not a Jewish grandfather.
You're just Father Time.
No. Fuck you!
Oh, that's how you know you've won, when that's the best response you've got.
Yeah, yeah.
Asshole.
Oh, man. This is going to be a fun night, ladies and gentlemen. It is, chat room says, Pick'em night? Yes, Pick'em is tonight. We will talk all about it in our third segment.
Yay!
So just stay tuned.
Yippee-ki-yay?
No, just yay.
Oh, Yahoo.
.com. Yahoo Serious?
.com.
Oh.
Did you know Yahoo is now all excited? They've created the Yahoo Messenger app for the Android.
I am just totally, totally surprised that Yahoo email is not more popular in southern Alberta, Canada. Dallas, Texas.
Or Dallas,
this
Texas.
This is a rodeo thing again.
I'm surprised people actually still use Yahoo Mail.
That and Yahoo Messenger, like, what the hell?
I know. It's like using MSN. Who uses that anymore?
What's an MSN? What's a Yahoo Messenger?
It's like the AOL chat rooms.
What's that?
Exactly.
They're the Messenger program equivalents of MySpace.
What the fuck's a MySpace? Didn't we go through that last night, Rock?
Let's not get into that and we just start referencing whatever old internet providers. We've done that bit twice now.
Hey, how many of you guys have taken advantage of the CD that arrived in your mail to get 500 hours free AOL internet?
Oh, they gave that shit away at Blockbuster.
What's a Blockbuster?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, apparently Mexico still has them.
What?
There's active Blockbusters in Mexico still.
Are you kidding? El Blockbuster?
There's... It's apparently Blockbuster still does well enough in Mexico. They're getting one of Nintendo's Amiibo figures is exclusive to Blockbuster in Mexico.
El Blockobuster.
I'm just blown away by this.
I know.
This is fascinating. We should spend 2 hours talking about this.
I suppose instead of popcorn and Doritos chips and nacho chips with dip, they sell taco kits.
Okay, yeah, well, way to ruin that one, Tim.
I'm just making the assumption.
Yeah,
yes,
but it's
yes,
not racist,
they,
it's Mexico, that's the
yes, and they, yes, and they sell tequila and very funny big hats, too.
Tequila. Tequila, that's what they should call it. Have you ever gotten drunk on that stuff? Have you ever had that stuff?
I haven't gotten drunk, period.
Have you ever had a drink?
No.
There you go.
Omega is more straight edge than CM Punk ever will be.
That's just a scary thought. Ugh.
Google imaging, wow.
Look in my eyes. No.
Just remember, Adolf Hitler was also a teetotaler.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, officially, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I don't drink tea either.
On the air. What did you say?
I don't drink tea either.
It's just an expression. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Can I say right now my win is Mexico having Blockbuster still?
Okay, I think that's everybody's win for the
week. Oh, nice.
Yeah, everybody's win for the week.
You know, just saying.
Wait a minute. I have to see this link now. And while I'm waiting for it to come up on my browser, don't forget, everybody, we're playing Pick'em tonight, because next week is TLC, Tables, Letters, and Chairs!
Yeah, it's a Wall of Super... It's Holy. Wall of Super Returns. Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
That is current.
Oh, man.
Is that Superman Returns or Man of Steel?
I think it's Man of Steel, actually.
That is Man of Steel. Superman Returns was a different one.
And they've got the Wolverine... Better.
It really does exist.
So this is within the last 2 years. Okay. Because Wolverine was, what, 2 years ago, wasn't it?
I guess so.
Coming to, yeah, it was in 2013. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right.
Ladies
so anyway,
and gentlemen at home, we're talking about Blockbuster Video right now in Mexico. Guess how excited we are for this week's product.
Well, hey, they paid us a lot of pesos to plug them, so... Everybody gets 50 pesos. What are you going to do with your 10 cents?
Apparently rent a movie at Blockbuster.
But only
pay off a late fee that I've had since 1993.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so Tables, Ladders, and Chairs TLC next weekend. So we're going to actually take a look at some of the matches that we know are going to happen and that we pretty much know are going to happen but aren't official yet. And then we're going to give you the opportunity to pick who you think is going to win each match. Rock, what is the winner going to get this time around?
A PDF copy of From the Man Kitchen, written by Tim Stein.
Oh, cool. You guys are going to win a book? A PDF version, downloadable, or emailable, whichever you want to look at it. And you don't have to worry about waiting to get the goddamn thing. And if you're anywhere in the world, you can win it. So that's all cool.
Yay!
So not bad at all. Yeah, so that's what's happening. I don't know. I had this debate earlier. I didn't feel like doing win and fail for this week and asked everybody. And Mace couldn't give a fuck either way.
Let's do win and fail. Tim, what's your win for the week?
Not having to work for PC Financial next week.
Okay, wrestling related. What's your win for
the
week?
Oh, I have no clue. I really... my week this past week was a little bit too nuts, so I had to pay a lot of attention to what happened.
Okay, now play host and ask everyone else.
So why don't we ask Omega, because he's always prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard the bag, and I figured I'd wait till you stuffed your face full of chips before I asked you what your win for the week was.
It ain't chips.
It ain't chips. What is it?
It's called Pocky.
What the f... What?
They're Japanese cookie sticks with cream coating.
Oh, okay, Pocky. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Probably mispronouncing it, but that's what they call it in Canada. What kind do you have?
Banana.
Oh, I almost got the chocolate ones the other day.
Chocolate's pretty common. Banana, you have to go to a specialty shop for.
Well, I just pick them up at No Frills. I don't think, you know, the name should explain it, don't you think? No Frills? So, yeah, definitely no exotic flavors like bananas.
No, exotic flavor with Pocky is like green tea flavored.
And there you go.
There's green tea flavored. There's milk flavored. If you go to Japan, there's some weird shit they make this stuff into.
Oh, Japan's just got weird shit to begin with. Have you seen the menu at McDonald's?
Yeah.
Have you seen their store that is dedicated to Kit Kats?
Mm-hmm.
No, they have a Kit Kat store?
They have entire stores dedicated to Kit Kats. Yeah, all sorts of flavors, green tea, even wasabi ones, strawberry, all sorts of stuff. It's crazy.
They also have vending machines with live crab.
Damn, Kit Kat bars have the name Kit Kat stamped right into them. What a crazy way of saving chocolate.
We're still trying to not talk wrestling this week.
Wow. Anyway, what's your win for the week, Omega?
I googled vending machine, live crab vending machine. That's just freaky.
Anyway. Yeah, why do you have to interrupt? We're trying to do wrestling show here. Shut up, Rock.
No, I'm not going to shut up, Tim.
Okay, Rock. What's your win for the week, Rock?
No, let's go to Omega. You chimed in for him. So,
well, you keep interrupting him like you want
to
talk.
Omega,
what's your win for the week?
Okay, Tommy Dreamer coming back.
That was a good one. I was happy to see him. As soon as I heard the music, I'm like, no way! Cool, dude!
How would you know? It was a brand new song.
It was
song.
New music. I had to go back and check. His old music was generic shit.
Yeah, it was.
No, I'm just saying, no way, cool, dude, when I heard the new music and then, like, when I saw him.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No, all right. when you talk about family, I really did expect Spike to walk out, because I think Spike versus Strowman would be hysterical.
That would have been pricelessly good, and to tell you the truth, yeah, I was expecting something like that myself.
But you might get that this week.
Yeah.
It might happen.
And they're going to pull the trigger on... That if they're going to pull the trigger on Spike, they would have done it already.
Not necessarily.
Bubba Ray tweeted that he's talked to another Extreme brother and could be appearing this Monday on Raw.
But yeah, Tommy back was cool. He's right back to the role WWE had him in before. But hey, he's back and he's actually on Raw since there's no Sunday Night Heat.
And he's on tour for at least a few weeks up through January.
Kind of bizarre. I thought he was doing like backstage stuff for TNA.
Okay, Omega. When's the next TNA event?
I mean, like...
He has to work as an... He was an agent backstage at TNA, but there hasn't been any events for him to go backstage to. He was never officially under contract, is basically what I'm saying.
Okay.
He can do whatever the hell he wants. There you go.
That's all I needed.
All you need it?
Mm-hmm. He gives you what you need? Perfect.
But yeah, fun to see him back.
I would agree.
Yeah. No, I can accept that. All right. Oh, Mace, what's your win for the week?
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
I knew it. New day opening Raw?
New day anything. With the exception of introducing Sheamus.
The new day, except for Sheamus.
Or until... Yeah. Seeing Sheamus trying to act like one of the New Day, no, sorry. Nope. Doesn't work.
All right. Well, there you go. That's your wins for the week.
Hey, I can give mine now.
All right, what's your win? Go ahead, give us a win for the week.
Samoa Joe being a badass on NXT. Him and Tommaso Ciampa had a really, really good match, and it was really showcasing Joe, and everyone should go out of their way and see it, NXT, because they have a special coming up in less than 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Live on a Wednesday in the afternoon.
In the on a Wednesday daytime? What the hell is that?
They're in London. So
that would explain it.
So it's 3 o'clock in Eastern.
Watch your shoulders there.
Something bad happens to your shoulders in London?
Something bad happens to everybody who's been in London lately.
So, yeah.
Shoulders go out, people get sick.
That was a facetiously rhetorical question.
Like, that tour was cursed.
So, yeah, okay, so those are your wins. What's your fail? Let's start with Rock this time.
The overexposure of the New Day all week long on WWE programming?
Oh, somebody not going to be happy with you for saying that.
It was overkill Monday. It was a little overkill on SmackDown, but mainly they were in over 40 minutes of the New Day. I like the New Day, but 40 minutes of the New Day is a little too much.
Don't like them that much.
I like them in small doses, but 40 minutes, many segments, too much. Too much New Day.
Okay, there you go. Mace, what's your fail for the week?
Yeah, Rock pretty much hit it. Overexposure of a good thing.
There you go. Yeah, too much of a good thing can kill you. So.
Well, that and the teaming them up with the League of Nations, because, mm-hmm. frankly, I got a feeling they're trying to kill the spontaneity and fanfare that they've been getting from the crowd lately, because, you know, God forbid somebody get over with something that isn't planned.
Well, that's how it works, you know that.
Vince McMahon has found out what the New Day actually is, and it's caught on to it. It's like, now we got to use them all the time.
Well, you know, like, that's kind of like the last time John Cena had a good gimmick was when he was busting rhymes on everybody, and then they decided to script them, and he said, fuck you, I quit doing it. So, maybe we'll get the New Day stopping what they're doing, because scriptwriters are ruining it.
If the New Day stops what they're doing, even if scriptwriters are ruining it, I stop watching. Completely and utterly.
There you go. Okay, there's your fail. What about you, Omega?
Man, it'd be so easy to go with the same. It would be, because it's just, that's WWE 101. As soon as they pick up on the fact that people like something and they can market it, they'll overkill it, run it straight into the ground, because it's all they have.
Yep.
God, Burns
kind of sucks.
I really wanted. I was more going with probably just like how Reigns was booked all Monday. I get sick of the you don't do this, your friends are going to be hurt kind of storyline. It's like, okay, it's the top of the second hour, and. Apparently, every single match happening at the next pay-per-view apparently rides on Roman Reigns winning his match,
mm-hmm.
which always feels very forced and heavy-handed. Because, okay, I don't think he's going to pin Sheamus now, not on Raw, but, God, there's no way he's actually going to lose that match.
And he won in such an awful, awful way. It doesn't do anything for Roman.
Yeah, one of the things I used to really love about Raw in the first 10 years of the show from 1993 to 2003 is, okay, sure, pay-per-view is a big deal event and stuff like that, but every now and then you would get a shocking upset on Raw. I mean, the original concept, unscripted, uncooked, right? And they would actually, every, like once a month, throw something shocking at you. Like they would actually exchange title belts.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't do that anymore.
I really thought on Monday, but when they came out at 10 o'clock, not 11 o'clock, that Roman Reigns was going to win the title because, okay, they're doing a match 2 weeks early. They must be up to something. Well, they put the thing on at 10 o'clock. It's like, nope, Roman's not winning. Not, no, no. Because how cool would it have been and how much would it have made Roman Reigns if he went in there and just killed Sheamus on Raw and took
it
that title?
Great.
It would have fixed things just a little bit. But nope, did not happen. And now, okay, he lost via DQ to the new faction that's now born, which we'll get to in a second. Yeah. It's like... What?
So if Sheamus' faction hadn't just suddenly formed right then and there, what was their plan for the main event on Raw? Because if they're going to blow a world title match two-thirds of the way through, did they just have nothing planned at all?
It would have to have – they would have had to have planned something that was a that would have been an offsetter.
It's just one of those weird things where I think, well, in continuity here, if we're judging this as like a TV show – you know, and these are people who really are planning out a three-hour show every week. What the fuck was the plan?
I guess it was they told the authority, we have this group, we're gonna do it, and we're gonna make sure Roman Reigns doesn't win the belt. That's our plan.
Okay.
Because God forbid your number one contender to the world heavyweight title looks strong at all.
Oh yeah.
And that's the problem with it. What is Roman Reigns right now? Who is he, basically? Is he
Tommy Dreamer Jr.?
Is he is he going to start eating things now like Tommy did back in 2002? Please tell me.
Yes.
No.
Yes. He shall.
Well, who's he going to follow around then? That's going to make him do that.
Probably Dean Ambrose.
Different. Tommy Dreamer had Undertaker telling him what to do.
So that means Bray Wyatt will tell him what to do and make him eat weird things. I don't know. But
drink urinal water. What the hell was that all about?
Who knows?
Yes. Actually, can I change my damn answer now that we've talked about this whole thing?
2002 was such a great year for wrestling, wasn't it?
Yeah. Like, what's
okay? We'll make it. We'll make it the honorable mention. What the fuck was Adam Rose doing?
Wearing glasses.
I'm not really sure.
He was being the party pooper. Ta-ta.
It wasn't even the party pooper gimmick. He turned into TMZ for some reason. Like an emo TMZ.
I had no words for that thing from Monday. I don't know.
Like, I had forgotten about it. My brain refused to remember it.
But yeah, I go back and ask the question: Who is Roman Reigns? Is he an underdog? Is he a badass? What is he?
Right, he's a bad underdog. So he's a hybrid, a bad underdog.
That does sum it up, really. You're saying, Omega?
I was gonna call him the DNA leftovers from the first John Cena The Rock match. Because that's literally what it is. Like they took the once in a lifetime, rolled up the mat, and just DNA spliced a wrestler out of it. Because they're trying so hard to make him Cena 2.0, and it so does not fit his character.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't fit him. I don't get it. I do get it. They know Cena's not going to last forever, and they're trying to set up another one, but they're trying to set up the exact same character with someone who clearly cannot be that character.
Don't set up a clone. Don't create a clone. They're creating a clone. They're trying to create a clone.
But it worked last time with John.
He's exactly like you in every way, except 1/6 your charisma.
And has long hair. Only major difference.
It's supposed to be 1/8, but okay.
1/6 is probably way more accurate.
But I think what WWE needs to do, and this is just me, they have to define who Roman Reigns is. If you want to make him your guy, define who he is, but they don't know what he is. And until they figure that out, we're going to be stuck with this every week.
He's the guy who punches stuff.
You know, the thing is, that's really what he should be.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need him to do anything else, really. Just be a badass who comes in, punches things until they fall down, and leave. He should be booked. I said it before. He should be booked like Lesnar. He should be a tank on legs.
Well, Mace was pretty much the first one to bring this up. A year and a half ago. If they're going to push this guy who's not ready, then they've got to make him the second beast. And if you have him come out and interrupt somebody's promo, he's got a microphone. Have him say very little. Interrupt the mic. Say, you know, I'm sick of your voice. Shut up. I'm here to hit you, and I'm gonna drop the mic and do it.
He doesn't have to be witty. He doesn't have to be sarcastic.
I don't want that from Roman Reigns.
Just do it.
Yeah. Have him walk out there with a mic, let his opponent run their mouth, and all he has to say is, you know, I had something to say, but, and then just spear the fuck out of him.
Spear, Superman punch, either way, it works.
You know, you could do a whole bunch of different twists on that one setup, Omega. I mean, you know, that's really interesting. Here's my thoughts. Bam. Superman punch, you know, just as another example. Yeah.
They need to make Roman Reigns look strong. As much as that used to be a joke for me, it's now something that's like, hey, this is actually fucking needed.
Desperately. And what they got to do, they've got to turn him into a good guy bully.
They got to turn him into like almost an Austin-esque character. Not like very in your face. He gets in the heels' faces. And when he's done talking, then that's when the fist comes out. You know, we need an aggressive face, but at the same time, you got to be careful not to give him a heel reaction.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like, the whole thing that they're doing now, sympathetic face, is boring as batshit, because we've seen it for, what, the last 5 years with John Cena?
Yep.
And now that Cena's not in that title picture, we have Roman Reigns doing the exact same thing, and it's not catching on because all we're wanting is a face world champion. We want to see the good guys actually win for once, and they keep going the route of the good guys always get their asses beat at the end of every episode.
Yeah, and the thing is, something like that works great on the independent circuit because you've got one or two shows a month. And your little indie show, you can push the bad guy, push the bad guy, push the bad guy, until finally the good guy comes out on top. You can't do that with Raw. It's a totally different animal.
You know, honestly, Roman Reigns needs to be Goldberg.
He kind of does.
Like just Reignsburg? Reignsburg. Gold Reigns?
He just needs to be unstoppable for a long period of time. If you're going to make him, that's what you have to do. And then eventually let the bad guy screw him at some point. But just let him go on a tear. If he's supposed to be the guy, he's got to go on this tear.
And if you're going to lay him out, make it all cheap shots from behind his back where he doesn't know what's coming.
Right.
And that way you can get away with laying him out without making him look weak or small.
And what they did with Goldberg in WCW, one thing they did right was, every time he was in the ring, he won. No matter what, he won. It's hard to say that when Roman Reigns wins by countout or wins by disqualification on Raw or SmackDown.
I told you on Monday that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. But I don't think that Raw should be that predictable.
And he also, like, to compare it to Goldberg, take a look at any time you had Goldberg versus the NWO. With the exception of the Finger Poke of Doom incident, where they quote-unquote reformed the group, every time you had Goldberg in there against them, like against, you know, 5-6 guys, they start beating him down. All of a sudden, explosive energy takes out one guy with a spear, then takes out another, and another, and another, and another. And it took them, you know, you'd need 20 people to take him down. Yeah, a group of 3-4 people was nothing to Goldberg.
Just because you finally pushed him over the edge and he's become that person for being pushed to the limits.
It's like Popeye. You know, Popeye would get beat down in almost every cartoon from beginning to end, and it was right at the end when he pops the spinach that you get the big comeback, and that's where you start cheering for it. That's the same type of thing that needs to happen with Roman. Mm-hmm. If he's getting beat down, he needs to hit that moment where it's like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not holding back. Just unleash the rage. You know, punch, 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 yeah. Spear.
That's the thing.
And if you play the Popeye music behind it, you know, the da-da-da-da-da-da, I'd fucking laugh my ass off and I'd be cheering.
Dean Ambrose throws him a can of spinach.
Da-da-da-da-da. Yes! I'd be so down for that.
But yeah, he needs to be a Hulk, and I don't mean what you're gonna do, Hulk. I mean like actual Hulk.
Smash.
It's okay. You can hang with him for a while, but the second you push him too far, you're going to get crushed.
That's my secret, Dean Ambrose. I'm always angry.
Exactly. Actually, dead on point.
Yep.
That Roman smash!
Perfect. Here's a question. Does anyone strike fear to anyone else on Raw? Or in WWE? Do they show the emotion of fear at all on that show?
Outside of the Undertaker and Brock Lesnar, no.
No, because fear would make them look weak, and no one can look weak. No one can also look strong, so everyone plays the middle.
Right. But the best storytelling is when someone is scared, someone's weak. They don't do that, and that's half the problem.
When they do actually make someone look weak, they do it to the point of you just stop caring.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Like that's what the whole underdog thing is meant to be. They're meant to look weak because they can't get the win. But after a while, you get so used to them losing that you're like, oh, they lost again. And?
Right, exactly.
Dolph.
Yeah. Dolph and just about everybody else.
Yeah, we can argue, we can debate this ad infinitum, and something tells me that we're going to. I think it's time that we move on in the format and talk about this League of Nations that WWE seems to want to have running around.
Hold on, Tim. You never gave us your fail.
What?
You never gave us your fail.
I never gave you my win.
Yes, you did, didn't you?
No. Nope. Huh? I told you I didn't have opportunities just because my past week was so hectic, and you know some of the shit that went down this past week.
This is true. Okay.
Yeah. So, this is one of the reasons why I wanted to skip one and fail this week. But you guys were like, yeah, whatever. So, you know, we'll let you do your wins and your fails.
All right, Tim, move on in the format then.
There you go. This League of Nations, you got Sheamus is Irish, Barrett's English, Rusev is allegedly Bulgarian, and Del Rio, well, he's a Mexican. So
he's a Mex-American, get it right.
I'm just trying to think of a... Yeah, no, it's not doable. A proper combination of those two words. But, yeah, forget it. Mex-American, then. Is this stable going anywhere, or is this just a temporary, short-time thing?
If it was a month ago, it would be a great Survivor Series push.
Thank you, Omega.
1 month too late for this stable, exactly.
No, I told...
Yeah, that's the funniest thing about this entire stable is you now have four heels, and you're starting to get together your face group with Reigns, Ambrose, and the Usos. Where was this last month when you had that whole four-on-four thing called Survivor Series?
Even to top that, because I told this to Omega last night, you look at then you have the Dullies and Dreamer and the Wyatt family, you have another 8-man tag building. Man, the Survivor
Series. Why are we building Survivor Series when Survivor Series is being done?
Exactly.
Oh, God, did someone just forget what month it was or what? Jesus.
Apparently.
God, you lose your World Heavyweight Champion and just shit goes everywhere, man. We don't know what we're doing in what order now.
It just got me wondering what the hell are they doing in the back room. Oh, we got to do something to fix it. Well, let's do something even worse. Maybe people will like stuff that's even worse than what we've been giving them.
The sad thing is, if you look at the dirt sheets, that literally was the plan. It was, well, we know people are going to boo Sheamus if he's a world champion, so hopefully they'll be too busy booing him to boo Reigns.
Yeah.
That literally was the thought process.
Entirely. And that's... I can understand. They want to do what they can do to get people to stop booing Roman Reigns. That's the reason why he hasn't got the belt yet. That's no secret. We were talking about this, what was it, 2 weeks ago now? Because I wasn't home in time last week. But if they want people to get behind Roman, they've got to do a little bit differently than what they've been doing, because it's not working, especially nowadays. How are you going to get people behind Roman? Make him an absolute unstoppable badass. How did people get behind Brock Lesnar? They made him an absolute unstoppable badass. He got away with breaking the streak.
And talking back to the original point, the one guy people do fear in the WWE, Brock Lesnar. That's it.
And even then, Big Show just walks up to Brock Lesnar and goes, what? What are you going to do now? He doesn't even fear Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then Brock goes Brock Smash and throws him around like a ragdoll for 5 minutes.
I understand that, but still, it's just, you know.
That's fine, you know, some people don't fear Brock Lesnar, but at the same time, you know, they end up as fertilizers. The man does it by his actions, not his words. Yeah. But as for the League of Nations, this is a good thing for those four people. Well, three out of the four anyway. Don't know what it does for Del Rio. But, yeah, this seems almost like a stopgap, like a way to sort of keep the feud between Sheamus and Reigns going without it just being a series of one-on-one matches.
And they sort of were building like three of these four before Sheamus became world champion and then Rusev got hurt. I don't mind the four of them together. Well, Del Rio. But three of them together, like, I don't know. There's something about Del Rio just doesn't click right now. But
he just came back. He got a clean championship win over Cena, and now all of a sudden he's lackey to Sheamus.
And feuding with Jack Swagger.
Yeah, that's where it doesn't feel right to me, because he has this huge return, like a very strong return, and it's one of the few guys who have gotten a strong showing in the last couple months, in the last couple years. But it's nothing now, because now he's just some guy in this crowd. Yeah. Now, this is a former world champion. This is a guy who just came back to the roster, doing his own Mex America thing, and now all of a sudden he's just some guy in the crowd.
And the Mex America thing really didn't get over. No one seemed to have bought into that.
Supposedly it was a short-term idea anyway. They didn't plan to keep him with Zeb for too long.
Then why did they even start it?
Because they don't know what the fuck to do to get the fans re-engaged. I swear to God.
Well, that's the thing, though. You know, we have Del Rio going up against Jack Swagger. That's where he's belonging sort of offside here, you know, as it should be. You know, there's a certain Canadian in there that's been having a feud with Dean Ambrose that could have fit the group a lot better.
But he's sick as hell right now, so apparently he was not able to... Like,
yeah,
supposedly...
that's what happens when you have kids.
Yeah.
Kids are germ factories. And they will always make sure you get sick.
Especially when you take them on the road with you. Good to know Kevin Owens is back on the road and is healthy.
Wasn't he sent home last week in the middle of the show?
He was at home Monday into Tuesday.
So.
Yeah, so that's
But that was where, like, the report backstage was he was supposed to be in that group. So I don't know if he was supposed to replace Del Rio or if it was supposed to be a five-man thing.
So this just adds, you know, with the next question, do they need to add the Canadian to the group?
No.
I don't think, like Del Rio, I don't think it does anything for Owens. I think he's fine on his own. I think he would have been a more natural fit. I think he would have been the fourth man in that group just because, yeah, he has been feuding with Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, storyline-wise, it makes a lot more sense.
But Kevin Owens doesn't need to be a part of a group. Especially a lackey of a group. If Kevin Owens has a group, he should be the the focus of the group.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't be in this role.
Oh, good God. As soon as you said, you know, he should be the leader of the group, I just saw this picture in my mind of Kevin Owens backed up by Sami Zayn, Neville, and Finn Balor.
That's a good group.
And I smile.
That's a good group, because honestly, you said Kevin
all
Owens...
All the people Owens owned in NXT before he came up?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, but, you know, think about that grouping on the main roster.
It would work, because you have the talker in Kevin Owens, and you can have people who can back him up. And just imagine the matches that would bring, too.
I don't know. You know, Kevin Owens, I think, would make this group bearable, viewer-wise.
Even in a lackey role?
The thing is, it wouldn't be a lackey role. You know that Kevin Owens would bring that tension and the traditional old-fashioned heels button head with heels.
Which they don't want to do straight out the gate.
Which is kind of like, you know, you do a slow build. Kevin Owens says, oh, I'm not taking orders from anyone. You're not telling me what I'm supposed to do. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, this is the thing. Like, you can look at it right now. Sheamus, Barrett, Rusev, and Del Rio. You can already see Del Rio will be the first one to get frustrated, and he'll be the first one to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Then Rusev will be the one that walks away, leaving Sheamus and Barrett together as a tag team.
Because
that's the thing. Like, that works. Sheamus and Barrett as a tag team, they work. It's actually really good for both guys. And it will give Sheamus something to do post when he drops the title back to whatever face. But, yeah, you can see, you know, Del Rio's going to get frustrated. He's US champ and he's playing second fiddle to the Rooster. You know, so he's going to be like, well, screw this. I have my own nation. I have my belt. Why do I need you?
Yeah.
And Rusev's going to be like, I got my woman.
Who is saving herself for marriage.
Yep. And he can destroy people. That's all he needs in his life.
And I'm serious about that, Sam. She's saving herself for marriage.
Yeah, bullshit.
That's what she said in a video.
Bullshit.
Was it a WWE-approved video?
Yes, it was. It was on WWE.com.
Yes, exactly. Right.
I know. It made me sick just listening to it, because you just know it's not true, but it's just like, they're going with it.
Show me a 16-year-old virgin, I'll show you the world's ugliest teenager. How about that?
So...
anyway!
Sheamus 515? What?
Yeah, does it really impinge on Austin 316? Really? With him doing Sheamus 515? It makes Sheamus smaller. It doesn't diminish Austin 316. What do you think?
Have you seen the shirt?
I saw the shirt. It just makes Sheamus look like a cheap copycat. I don't see how it hurts Austin 316 at all. Ask the other guys that are on the show instead of you just talking all the time. Mace?
Well, I can't really say anything because I popped for that.
You popped for Sheamus 515?
I popped because I knew the shirt was coming.
I rolled my eyes because I knew the shirt was coming. But you popped. Are you going to get the shirt?
I am not going to get the shirt because, like, even in less than 5 minutes, I made something that looked so much better.
Well, don't get sued by knockoff stuff.
Hey, I'm not actually producing the shirt.
Okay, well, then that's good then, I suppose.
I just put something together as a bit of a mock-up, and it actually seems better than, you know, white text on black background.
Well, do you think this might be at some point in time capable of leading to a Steve Austin cameo where he stuns Sheamus and then walks out?
No, because Austin won't touch this shit with a 50-foot pole.
There you go. I was just saying, was that wishful thinking on my part? The answer is probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
How old is Austin 316 at this point?
Austin 316? He said that in 1996.
Yeah, that's I was afraid of. So 20 years. So almost 20 years, and we still have to rehash that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Like, really?
And the stupid thing is, like, you know, okay, Sheamus tries to steal the whole, you know, Sheamus 5:15. Yet the attitude and everything that goes along with that gimmick should be with Roman Reigns right now.
Pretty much.
Yep. Yet they give it to Sheamus. What a fucking waste.
So, yeah. But yeah, I don't see Austin 316 being threatened in any way, shape, or form. By
God, how many times did they do this when it was relevant? You know, RVD 420 didn't do a damn thing to Austin 316.
Yeah, but it sure promoted legalizing marijuana in Colorado.
Which apparently Val Venus is now selling legally.
There you go.
He has been for a while. Or at least been a big fan of the marijuana.
Plus, you got to remember, when RVD did the RVD 420, I just smoked her ass saying, that was in the original ECW, and that's what got him over. Everybody knows RVD smokes. That was just another way to sort of put that out there.
It was hilarious. So, yeah. I don't know. We've been talking for almost an hour. Why don't we finally take our first break of the evening, everybody?
All right.
All right, yeah. That being said, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestling Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Coming up in very short order, we're going to start off Pick'em, so make sure you stick around for that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not going to sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gangbang or something. Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs fans. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing up at the party. Why are you Gundam style over here?
That's the horse you have, that's the horse
you have. Gundam style. Gundam style.
Not the pelvic thrust. What, Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't want to be.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'm gonna wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
It's that time once again to spread some holiday cheer and jingle all the rack.
Ho, ho, ho!
Our Christmas special is closing in, and we are looking for questions from all of you for our favorite Ask the Rack.
Have you been naughty or nice?
Whether it's holiday-related, wrestling-related, or even if you want to take a shot or two at King Kittens,
this year, you're getting a lump of coal.
Wait. No, no, no. That's just our job. You ask it, we answer it, which is why it's Ask the Rack. You can submit your questions via Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, at Lins Ward, L-A-N-S-W-R-D, or at Rack Radio Show. Or you can email them to us, media@wildtalkradio.com. Deadline for questions is December 22nd. Don't forget, December 22nd. Join us for Jingle All the Rack this Christmas right here on Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, EC3.
This is TNA Superstar EC3, Unbeaten World Heavyweight Champion, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back, WTR, Sunday Night Wrestling Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Yeah, you can listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on the TuneIn app on your mobile device, wherever you are, anywhere in the world, for free. If you can't be at home at your computer when any of our programming's on, like CB Radio, Saturday nights at midnight-ish, Rock.
Yeah, and you get the Stitcher app and get all the podcasts when they get uploaded as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So download the TuneIn app. It's 100% free. It doesn't ever cost you a goddamn thing. You'll have to put up with an annoying advertisement once in a while, but it's just a little pop-up that you get rid of. No big deal. Download the TuneIn app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network.
Same thing on Stitcher.
Yeah, did that with Stitcher too. Yeah. So, guys, where were we?
I believe that we were whatever comes after WWE forms League of Nations on Raw on the run sheet.
Ah, there you go. There's the run sheet. Roman Reigns also has his family with Dean Ambrose and the Usos. Yay.
Skip it.
There you go. That's what I thought. Okay, well, I find this to be kind of interesting. Mick Foley's son is going to become a writing assistant for WWE.
Good for him. I hope he brings his own handcuffs.
I thought they didn't want anyone who knew wrestling to be the writer.
He's only going to be an assistant.
It's do you want cream or sugar in your coffee?
Unpaid intern. There you go. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Isn't that going to be his daughter's job?
That's sexist.
I'm actually fucking serious.
No, she's going
to... Because he's recently come out on one of his Facebook posts saying that he is in the process of helping his daughter get a job with the company, too.
She's trying to be an interviewer or something? Like she does for the Ringside Collectible stuff? So that's her role. So she'd probably go to NXT and be sort of an announcer, backstage announcer. That's what I'm guessing.
Well, we'll find out if it happens, I suppose. But I can't believe this. UFC is throwing a reality series on YouTube to find CM Punk's first opponent.
Yep.
What kind of slap in the face is this to anyone in UFC who's been busting their ass trying to make a name for themselves? And CM Punk walks in and gets a whole show devoted to who gets the privilege of fighting CM Punk's first match.
And it's probably going to be a whole bunch of no-name rookies as well.
Something just tell me this is all way too overhyped.
It's almost like a protection racket. It's almost WWE-ish in a way. It's like, hey, we have our hot new star in CM Punk coming up. Let's find some way to make a big deal out of it, and let's give him somebody who he could probably easily beat in like 5 minutes. So he looks really good, and it helps our buy rates.
Just ridiculous. I don't know. The first time I saw this, I'm thinking, like, Tough Enough. That's the first thing that popped into my head.
I'm thinking, like, Ultimate Fighter levels.
Mm-hmm.
And which was pretty much Tough Enough for the UFC.
It's gonna be Ultimate Fighter style. I mean, they're going to put a rookie in there, but the whole point of doing a reality show to find who gets to actually beat the shit out of CM Punk, actually, it's the same point as Tough Enough is let's make him a star so it's a big deal when the match happens, no matter how it goes down. This way, we're still putting him up against a rookie, so Punk's probably going to win. But at least this is a rookie people actually have attachment to, because we kind of wrote it that way.
Yeah, because let's ignore the already made matchup that both men have been hyping up in their own subtle way for the past 2 to 3 years in CM Punk versus Jason David Frank.
No.
You know, seriously, you could have put, you know, former WWE World Heavyweight Champion CM Punk against the Green Ranger Jason David Frank, and you watch the fucking buy rate skyrocket. But no, we're going to give CM Punk some rookie from a YouTube show.
He's going to be protected like Rocky was between Rocky 2 and Rocky 3.
Pretty much. And it's pathetic. It really is pathetic.
Well, here's the thing. If CM Punk wants to be a goddamn UFC mixed martial artist, get in there and, you know, take on a real guy. Somebody established, somebody who's been there.
Yeah, it's like you take a look at Brock Lesnar, the first man to make the jump from one to another.
Yeah.
He walked in and he's like, okay, give me your best. You know, he didn't exactly start out with nobodies. He walked straight in the door and said, I want your top guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he got. Sure, you know, it was hilarious to watch him tap out to an ankle lock by Frank Mir, but, you know, Brock eventually, very quickly became one of the biggest things in UFC. They have another opportunity to have a crossover star, and they're going to protect the fuck out of him?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense.
Not brilliant from my point of view.
No. It's a very WWE situation.
So,
well,
I'm quite sure that there is a line of UFC heavyweights, middleweights, hell, probably retired guys who would love to jump in the octagon and shove their fist down CM Punk's throat.
And I would pay to see it.
Mm-hmm.
To tell you the truth.
Hell, fucking bring Ken Shamrock out of retirement. You know,
why not?
Even that'd draw better than some little punk from YouTube.
Steve Blackman.
Ken Shamrock already has a fight, I think, coming up. I believe so. I think he's fighting for Bellator here soon.
I think so.
I'm double checking on that, but I think he's fighting soon. But anyway.
Anyway, apparently Jim Ross had his Twitter account hacked and overtaken, and a death hoax was thrown out there. Did you guys hear about this?
I did when the run sheet posted it.
So what happened was some Leeds United fan hacked his Twitter and posted a message saying Jim Ross had died, and they linked to an article in a Blogspot, and then now Jim Ross's Twitter is deleted at the moment, and Jim Ross is pissed because now he can't get on Twitter, and you know everyone's calling him going, "Are you alive? What happened to Jim Ross?"
Yeah, he's healthy, but he's not happy.
He's not happy, mm-hmm. No, and he's got to pay a lot of money now to get all his stuff fixed and everything. So, yeah, Jim Ross is not happy, but he's alive. He doesn't have time to die. He's too damn busy.
And in related news, Nick Dinsmore is still alive, too.
Yeah, that was...
But is Perry Saturn still alive is the question.
Has anyone seen him lately?
No. Because there was to explain what Omega said, there was I showed him a link and said, our good friend Nick Dinsmore has passed away. Like, what? And then it was a picture of his wife winning a competition. It's like, what?
No. It was like, yeah, our good friend Nick Dinsmore passed, ...
Yeah.
Like, it truncated the line in a way that made it sound like he died. It's supposed to be passed along this photo of his wife winning a beauty contest. But that's not what came up in the autocorrect, apparently.
No, it didn't, no.
Jesus.
No, it did say passed away, because I copied it verbatim and sent it to Gerwick. Yeah, it was passed away. They did write passed away.
I think it meant passed along.
No, that's what it should have been, yeah.
What they were supposed to post, okay.
Yeah, that's what they eventually did change it to, but it did say passed away. Reporting.
Internet dirt sheets.
Because I was like, Nick Dinsmore passed away? What? And I had to Google his name just to make sure. And then Sully tweeted like 2 hours prior. I was like, okay, that's not him. He didn't die. Cool. Awesome. But I was like, no. Internet. Oh, the internet.
Internet, sometimes you fail.
Yeah.
So keep on a lookout. Fake deaths come in threes.
Yeah. So who's going to be the next hoax?
Oh, I don't know, you put even money on Terry Funk every time.
I was thinking Terry Funk, too.
There you go. I mean, that's like a toss-up right there, 50-50, isn't it?
The scariest thing at this point, Terry Funk dying would probably be a relief. It's like, okay, we can finally stop that jerk.
He finally retired?
No, he'd find someone to have come back.
Yeah, it's sad to report the passing of wrestling legend Terry Funk, who will be wrestling his retirement match 2 weeks from now.
Yep.
It'll be against Roddy Piper in heaven. That's where it'll be. His retirement match. Anyway, what's next, Tim?
God, yeah. WWE actually surveyed the fans about the product. I mean, they are that closed off to what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, they have.
Seriously, you know, do you like NXT better than Raw, and why? Because it's a better product with better situations for the wrestlers.
because it's more exciting, the superstars are fresh, and the story is much better told.
Well, apparently they shot out two surveys. The second one wants to know why people are not watching Raw. Because it's stale, it's stupid, you writers are dumbasses.
I didn't get one of those surveys, probably because they know how many F-bombs I drop here.
You have to be a part of the WWE Fan Council to get these surveys.
The Fan Council.
They set up a website, and they were asking for people to join their Fan Council like a couple years ago.
Fan Council.
Yes, that's who they're sending these surveys to, yes.
Picturing guys in NWO shirts with, like, capes and big, like, tall collars on, just standing in a room.
But, yeah, they have a fan council.
But, like, you can actually find what the survey was online. Mm-hmm. And, like, the questions that they're asking are stupid.
Oh, because they had to write them.
One of the survey questions asked the fans to pick which of the following terms describes NXT and the main roster. Energy, authentic, hardcore, fantastical.
Fantastical.
Unique, hokey, excitement, dangerous, wrestling, PG rated, shocking, quality, technique, wholesome, fun, unpredictable, in-ring action driven, social action, nostalgic, mindless, giving promos. That's one of their descriptive words. Giving promos. Intense, passion, old school, imaginative, safe, success, family friendly, potential, story driven, younger, cutting edge, real, simple, fast paced, mainstream, traditional, gritty.
Horseshoe, turtle, hamburger.
They like found every word imaginable. I just like how it's mindless or...
How about you let me write my own fucking word? If we're going to include half the dictionary... How do I describe Raw? Fucked hard.
And how would you describe NXT?
Holy fuck.
And SmackDown?
Fuck. It doesn't even get a descriptor.
The survey then asked whether WWE or WWE NXT did a better job or an equal job at the following. Seeing good rivalries and matchups. Feeling part of the large group of passionate fans. Getting an appropriate amount of surprises. Being amazed. Being amused, being entertained, having a great show to watch with the family, great show to watch with friends, seeing a wide range of divas, seeing enough of my favorite divas, watching athletic moves and maneuvers, seeing the quality of in-ring wrestling I want, hearing compelling dialogue and promos, getting the right mix of unique characters,
using appropriate foreplay technique,
seeing a wide variety of superstars, watching interesting stories play out. Seeing enough of my favorite superstars.
Adhering to safety regulations.
Minding traffic laws.
Not pass and go. Not collecting $200.
Passing the potatoes at Thanksgiving.
Being kind. Being kind and rewinding.
Oh, Blockbuster Mexico.
Knowing that it's half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
Looking both ways before crossing the street.
Not talking to strangers.
Not getting in a van with strangers.
But they No, Samoa Joe did that once in TNA. We don't talk of it.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, I saw the one that had whether WWE or NXT did a better job or an equal job. It was three columns. And somebody actually posted a picture of what they were going to submit. Mm-hmm. Every single column was ticked for NXT. And the cursor was sitting on submit.
Shit.
But the one that's even worse is the why don't you watch Raw one?
Yes.
Like, okay. How would the inclusion of the following ideas impact your interest in viewing Raw more often? Options being specialty matches, time spent addressing the fans, championship matches, celebrity guest appearances, celebrity guests included in matches, legend appearances, and legends included in matches. Like, to be honest, none of that shit would impact anything. It's almost like the way that they have these done, that you could sit there with one-on-one with these guys and go, okay, why don't you like Sheamus? He's boring, has no charisma.
He looks stupid.
He looks stupid. I hate everything about him, and I really don't want to see him as World Heavyweight Champion. Oh, so you mean he's a good heel? No. Okay, how about this question? What would you like to see? Who would you like to see as the World Heavyweight Champion? Dean Ambrose. Oh, you mean Roman Reigns? No, Dean Ambrose. Roman Reigns.
Yeah, you're just coming across like Google trying to correct you.
But that's what all these questions basically run as. If you told them the absolute truth and said, I don't like these guys because of X, Y, and Z. I want to see this guy as champion. They misconstrued it and go, oh, so you don't like Sheamus because of all these reasons. Then that means he's a really good heel. No, it doesn't.
No.
It just means that we actually hate the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we want to see Dean Ambrose as the World Heavyweight Champion. Oh, so we can put Roman Reigns. He's just as good. No, we want Dean Ambrose. You know, it's... I just don't know how to describe these surveys as absolutely fucking pointless. Because a lot of the questions are done as, oh, what type of things would you like to see in the new season of Two and a Half Men? Or, you know, what would you like to see on a new season of House? that's how all this is addressed as. It's
House. Okay.
What's wrong with it in a TV formatting sense? Not what is wrong with it in a creative or wrestling sense.
I can give you a crossover. House cures Charlie Sheen's HIV.
Oh, Tim.
After three guesses.
Mace played along.
Well played, Mace. Well played.
So, and would you believe I've never watched an episode of House?
Yeah. But no, you got the three guesses right, because that's generally what it is. He said, why? I don't know. Could it be this? Apparently not. What about that? Well, we gave him antibiotics for it, but it was killing him. Oh, well, then it must be the other thing. Case solved.
There was a gag image going around on Facebook where it's every episode of House, and it's, yep. Well, this thing is killing him, then he needs more of it. What? Just do it. Hey, Doc, I'm better.
Cute. Very cute. Somewhat. Kind of, sort of, almost true.
Oh, well. Jeez. All I know is it was only lupus one time.
Just once?
Just once.
Oh.
Just
weird.
It was never lupus before.
He had tackled cancer, what, like 3 years in a row? Or was that four? I lost count.
I don't know. I didn't watch the show. I just know that was one of the running gags.
No, there you go. Yeah. So did we talk about the second survey, the why people are not watching Raw?
Yes, that's what we were just talking about.
Yeah. That means that it's time for our TLC preview, Rock.
After the break.
Yeah. Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere because we are checking out TLC on the other side of this. And, of course, you know, with that comes Pick'em. So you get to Pick'em. We'll be right back.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com,
Again, the web address is pwmania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is pwmania.com.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Before the ball drops to 2016, the Rack looks back at 2015.
Hello, John. Now, I would introduce myself, but you know exactly who I am, don't you? And if anybody out there doesn't know who I am, well, quite frankly, those people are simply not worth my time in the first place. Hold on one second. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to do this right. NXT champion, Kevin Owens.
We will count down the best moments in wrestling in 2015.
What does Bailey have in mind? God! God! Here we go! Bailey to belly to the title! Bailey's got it!
Along with looking ahead to what is to come in 2016.
Here's your winner and the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion, representing the Wyatt family, Bray Wyatt!
Pop Goes the Rack, available on New Year's Eve, right here on RackRadioShow.com and WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm Santi Morella.
I'm going to prove to you and everyone else that I am the greatest Intercontinental Champion, eh? Of all the time!
You're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
And welcome back, WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wrestle Talk Radio Network, just basically shooting the shit concerning professional wrestling and a few other things tonight, and we have proceeded to the point where it's time to talk TLC.
Tables, ladders, and chairs. No stairs this year, just tables, ladders, and chairs.
Wouldn't that be TLS?
Sorry, Eric Rowan, no stairs this year. So, there's three official matches announced, but we kind of know a few more sort of in the works. We'll talk about them afterwards. For starters, we have the triple threat ladder match for the tag team titles. You have the New Day defending against the Usos.
And against
the Lucha Dragons.
The Lucha Dragons. I expect this to be a fun match.
Oh, yeah, this will be a really good match, and everyone's going to take a bet. What moved the Sin Cara botch from the ladder?
Ooh, that's just mean.
But true.
Yeah. yeah, I wasn't arguing that.
just saying.
No dispute.
No dispute on this one. This one, if they give it time, could be a lot of fun.
Mostly entertaining. Including the botch, if he does it right.
If he does it right. it's hard to say when you look at this match going, there's a really vested interest in either of the challengers right now.
Yeah.
Because the only team they seem to be focusing on is the
New Day.
It's the New Day, as we've seen on Raw and SmackDown lately.
Well, let's face it. The Lucha Dragons are not going to hold the tag titles anytime soon, and this isn't going to give it to them. Usos, they just got back together again after one of them was injured for an extended period of time. Now, they've done it before, but his return wasn't any huge buildup like previous returns leading to a quote-unquote shocking, surprising victory. Really.
True. Yeah.
I'm going to have to say that the New Day retains. What do you think, Omega?
I would probably agree with that. Mm-hmm. New Day, overused as they were this week, that's still the hottest thing WWE's got going right now. It'd be terrible to take the titles off of them at this point, mm-hmm. especially. Yeah. The Usos are always a hot team. They're one of the few teams that WWE has actually genuinely cared about in the last few years. But with one just coming back from injury, they just don't have much build right now. This needs to be a little bit... They've actually done a somewhat decent job of getting the tag division some kind of definition. They really don't need to blow it now.
Yeah. Well, Mace?
Clap for your retaining tag champs and feel the power.
You're just about half an octave away from nailing that. Good job,
I'm
well
working
done.
On it. I'm working on it.
He needs a voice changer.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the tag title championship match.
Can I make a pick? I
don't have a you can make a pick because you're not going to be live on Thursday.
Yeah, best of show this Thursday. Check out recordshow.com.
This is what happens when Lindsay goes to goddamn Germany.
Exactly. We got productive. We made commercials.
They made soundboards.
We made a soundboard, too. Freaked Omega out. An argument.
I want to hear the story afterwards.
I'll tell you after the show. Roman Reigns' family needs some shiny gold belts. The Usos win the tag team titles at TLC.
Those belts are bronze.
Okay, shiny bronze belts. They like their pennies, so they're going to collect them at TLC. I just have this feeling they're going to take the belts off a New Day. They're going to want to push this family and a star, because Roman's not getting the belt, so let's give it to the Usos.
Okay. There you go.
All right, the next matchup as it flashes across my screen, Intercontinental Championship match, Kevin Owens, Dean Ambrose, currently no stipulation.
Oh, fuck. Take it, Mace.
Oh, let's see, what are we going to do with this? We got Kevin Owens, who's going absolutely nowhere. We have Dean Ambrose, who's also going absolutely nowhere, but he's at least in a stable, I guess, with the current flavor of the Underdog Month thing. We're going to put the belt on Ambrose so he can lose it to a member of the Nation of Retards. I've already forgotten their name. What's the name of that group again?
League of Nations.
Yeah, that's the one. Group of Retards.
The League of Extraordinarily Gifted Gentlemen.
No.
Gifted meaning special.
No, you will not even sideways reference such a good comic series versus...
How about we go with Nation of Stagnation?
Ooh, you could actually use the tune,
I like that.
We are like the Nation. It. The Nation of Stagnation.
Keep saying that, Tim.
No.
Darn.
I'm not stupid. I was dumb enough to actually say that the first time around. And clip. Yeah, shut up. Omega?
I would actually give this belt to Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do agree. The family needs a little bit of gold. I just don't think it's time for the Usos.
Mm. Interesting. I'd love to see Ambrose take this belt, but I just don't see them doing that. Not right now. I really don't. I just have this feeling. I gotta stick with Kevin Owens.
Same here. Kevin Owens should retain this belt. As much as I would like to see it on Dean, this one is going to stay on Owens. Especially since this could end in disqualification and shenanigans could occur.
Just I wouldn't keep be surprised it's a DQ.
Yeah, since there's no this is the one of the few matches that probably won't have a stipulation, it could probably possibly end in DQ.
So, fair enough. And I guess we've done that one, haven't we?
Yes, we have. The next one that flashes across my screen, because there's only three of them, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship Tables, Ladders, Chairs, Oh My, Roman Reigns, Sheamus.
Huh. Roman Reigns finally kicks the shit out of Sheamus, but Sheamus retains. Omega?
I would give this to Roman. That was the plan. That's what they want to do going into Royal Rumble. They really don't have any ability to change plans anymore, so I have no faith in them being able to do so. Now, the Sheamus thing was a quick fix when Seth went out, so I don't see it going any farther than just one more hurdle for Roman Reigns to overcome. So hopefully people will cheer him because he's taking the belt off of someone we hate more than Roman Reigns.
Hmm. Okay. Mace?
Fella!
Yeah, you're in my corner on this one, are you? Right on.
Yeah, I don't see Roman Reigns getting it. You know, we're going to bash down the underdog one more time. Maybe if we're lucky, Roman Reigns might get the win at the Royal Rumble. But they're not going to give him the belt before, you know, the switchover of the new year.
Not before 2016. Before he finally gets it. They figure that screwing the underdog one more time will get the fan support behind him.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Let's keep beating down that underdog, and then we wait till the major pay-per-view, and then we'll put the belt on him, and yay, great story, and he'll lose it at WrestleMania.
And I won't be able to figure out why people are still booing whenever he comes out.
Pretty much.
Don't worry, and they have a survey planned.
Yeah, oh, there you go, survey. They'll fix everything. So those are the three confirmed matches, Rock.
Yeah, my pick. I don't know. This one, for the moment, I go with Sheamus. I don't want to. I may change it by the end of the week. But so far, Sheamus. Those are the three confirmed matches. I find it really hard for them to give it to Roman without it seeming weird. The other matches that are going to be on the show, probably a tables match of some variety with the Dudley Boys and Tommy Dreamer and probably a fourth, taking on the Wyatt family in some manner. Thoughts?
It'll be the ECW stable that gets the win, just due to nostalgia factor.
Yeah, I have to agree with that one.
Yeah,
I see a lot of fun with this match, though.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun, but yeah, it's definitely something that the good guys get to win.
I go the opposite. I say the Wyatts win that match.
It's a pay-per-view. They're not allowed to.
Watch it happen. most likely, Alberto Del Rio and Jack Swagger in some sort of match. Probably a chairs match, maybe?
for Zeb Coulter on a pole match.
Most likely, maybe for the U.S. title, Swagger and Del Rio.
Yeah, Del Rio.
Easy, Del Rio.
Yeah. Jack Swagger is about one loss from future endeavors.
Mace?
Yeah. Del Rio.
Don't see any reason to even think about trying to debate this one.
I usually try to find a reason to debate it.
You can't.
I can't on this one. And there's going to be a Divas title match of some sort. I don't know if it's going to be Charlotte and Paige, because they've been doing things with Becky. So we'll have to pick that during the week. But that's...
Triple threat or a three-way?
Maybe, or we'll see. That's
they were talking about a ladder match, but that would have been interesting and exciting.
I know, right? So that's tables, ladders, and chairs, everyone. You can go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork. When there's a pick sheet, leave your post picks there. You can do it at facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. You can tweet us at WildTalkRadio. You can email us, media@WildTalkRadio.com. You have until Sunday at 5 p.m. to get your picks in. And the winner of WTR Pick'em this go-around will win a copy of what, Tim?
A PDF version of From the Man Kitchen, Tips, Tricks, Recipes, and More, written by yours truly. And the book's very popular.
Yes, so. Yes, it is. We gave a more detailed explanation on last night's CB Radio, which will be available tomorrow to listen to, so you can find out more about Tim's book there.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah. Why don't we kick the all-time greatest?
Let's do that.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop-de-freaking-doo!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
Yeah, this is a brand spanking new all-time greatest, because we put together the all-time greatest Survivor Series moment last, 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, hey?
Yes.
Yeah, and nowadays, it's time for the all-time greatest WrestleMania moment, which will culminate in actually ending on a WrestleMania review show, post-show.
We came together and came up with a 32... top WrestleMania moments for WrestleMania 32, and we're going to debate them and all that fun stuff. It was a really hard list to really put together because we had a lot, and if your favorite moment did not make the list, well, they only wanted to do 32, so blame them. So here we go.
Well, because the option was 32 or 64, and we're sitting there, as much as we put out a lot of good stuff, there was some terrible stuff that we mentioned as well. Plus, you know, WrestleMania 32 entries. It's workable.
Workable.
And, yeah, narrowing down the list was fun. We threw out some stuff that everybody's saying, well, you know, that's good, but these four are better than that one. They're bigger deals. This is pretty much how we made our decision.
And me and Tim, along the way, used about 3 saves each, saving moments on here.
I only used 2. Shut up.
Only 2? Okay.
You use 3.
I use 3.
I want it. It's stupid. It's fine. It's your save.
Yeah. Anyway, the first matchup on the list, Cyndi Lauper's Rockin' Wrestling against Once in a Lifetime, John Cena and The Rock. Omega.
This is where I probably should have researched, but that would imply that I actually had some kind of spare time this month. I would give that to I would give that to probably Once in a Lifetime asterisk.
The original concept was doing Rock and John Cena Once in a Lifetime versus Twice in a Lifetime, but we had to eliminate some. Just so people are aware what our original idea for this was.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't this originally meant to be the Once in a Lifetime versus the Twice in a Lifetime?
That's what I just said, yeah.
That was the gag. That was the joke of it. But I think the consensus was, well, it's the rematch just isn't that special. It's just a rematch. Like, it's funny, but only one of them could really stand up in the list.
Yeah, and I know Tim's about to dispute me on Cyndi Lauper's Rock and Wrestling. Just to give some backup for Omega's Once in a Lifetime, it was a build that took over a year to get to, and everyone wondered, will they really, really get there? And they really did get there.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually delivered a good match.
Yeah, that was one of the most impressive things because, yeah, they risked a lot putting a year of build on one match. You know, does The Rock get injured on the set of a movie? Does Cena get injured wrestling a match? Because he's still going to work a full schedule.
Right.
That was a huge gamble.
And as we've seen with injuries lately, that could have happened in this build.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
I know Cyndi Lauper puts a, you know, like a big spin on like the origins of like professional wrestling as we know it, but I know like 1 year bit like 1 year build, two faces of the company. It's kind of hard for me to go against that.
Mace.
Yeah, see, I'm going to go for Cyndi Lauper, and the reason being that she was one of the things that helps institute the entertainment aspect of what we see wrestling as today. You know, she spawned the whole rock and wrestling era of the 80s, which was the bright color costumes, the over-the-top personalities,
amping up Benno in her videos.
Yeah, ramping up events like WrestleMania to become the spectacle that it is today. Whereas, as good as the build for Rock versus Cena was, you know, bringing it via satellite and all that type of stuff, the problem I have with it is that they build it as once in a lifetime, then they go and do it the very next year again.
That doesn't affect the moment at the time, though, because at the time we had no idea they'd do that.
Yeah, but it diminishes the first one.
Yeah, but looking back on it, the fact that we were promised once in a lifetime only to get it, you know, twice in 2 years does diminish the overall value of how special it's supposed to be. So I know it sounds like a bit of a cop-out, but I respect more Cyndi Lauper's performance at WrestleMania, which spawned the rock and wrestling era and the entertainment that we see today, versus something that probably wouldn't exist if it wasn't for this particular moment in WrestleMania.
All right, Tim, time for you to break the tie, and I know where you're going.
Absolutely. I'm going to go with Twice in a Lifetime, because I'll tell you, that's bullshit. It was the rock and wrestling. And you want me to back up why I'm picking rock and wrestling? Mace pretty much touched on the majority of it. But, you know, Cyndi Lauper was the advent to all the A-list celebrities of the day getting into pro wrestling, like being seen involved, which, you know, Mr. T was one of the coolest cats going. And he's in a boxing match with Roddy Piper, and all of these Mr. T fans are just absolutely crazy about B.A. Baracus because they watch the A-Team, are getting, you know, WWF because Mr. T's in there. You know, just one example. Cyndi Lauper, chart topper, right? She had a very short-lived rivalry with Madonna at the time, and it was back and forth. Cyndi Lauper brings all her fans. Cyndi Lauper has a lot of girl fans. All the girl fans that love Cyndi Lauper wound up watching wrestling because of her. It was the advent of bringing wrestling into the mainstream, and it's not given the proper credit for that. Hulk Hogan is given more credit than he deserves for making professional wrestling mainstream. Wouldn't have happened quite so big without, you know, Cyndi Lauper and rock and wrestling. That's why it wins.
I tried to back you up on that one. So Cyndi Lauper's Rock and Wrestling moves on. Edge winning Money in the Bank, WrestleMania 21 versus DX versus the NWO at WrestleMania 31. You know, their interference and everything. Mace.
I can't even remember Edge winning Money in the Bank at WrestleMania 21.
I do.
I don't. I believe that led to the New Year's Revolution cash in against John Cena.
He was the first Money in the Bank winner.
Yeah, which was the
New Year's Revolution. Yes, but it has
the New Year's Revolution thing, which that was brilliant. I love that, but I don't remember Edge winning the Money in the Bank at WrestleMania 21. I'm sorry. DX versus NWO though. Oh, that got my little nostalgic fanboy heart beating at a million miles a minute because it was the two factions of the Attitude Era facing off one-on-one. Well, group-on-group anyway.
One group
sure, it had absolutely nothing to... It shouldn't have had any idea. Like, the NWO showing up to help Sting makes no sense whatsoever, but it was still one of those holy shit moments. Like, I can still remember us sitting in the chat room going crazy at the idea of seeing these two groups facing off against one another at WrestleMania.
Finally, after the tank battle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was one of those highlights of WrestleMania 31. So, yeah, DX versus NWO.
Omega.
I'm going to second that for a lot of the same reason. That was this one of those things where, okay, maybe it could have happened a little bit sooner so everyone was still a little bit more ringworthy. But at the same time, it's one of those few things that had not been seen in pro wrestling. Like, and it helps because it was proper DX, it was proper NWO. You know, we didn't have to drag out Big Show in an NWO shirt just to qualify it. Anything like that. It was one of those things where, okay, it was bizarre as hell to see NWO come out and help Sting. But it's one of those moments where you go, fuck it, this is awesome, who cares? That means something. Edge wins Money in the Bank. I think his cash-in's a much bigger moment than just winning the bank, because at the time, we didn't know Money in the Bank was going to be a thing. You know, and to this point, it's still just kind of a thing. And winning the first one, not exactly a huge amount of merit to it.
There you go. Tim.
But, yeah, before Tim gives his vote, can I just point out the one flaw in that entire thing? Like, with the NWO versus DX. I know it's been and gone and everything, but the fact that X-Pac was firmly on DX's side is that one thing that really got to me in that clip.
He should have been on NWO.
No, he should have been 50-50. He should have had it like a half and half shirt on or something.
He should have switched sides halfway through.
He's standing there in the DX gear, and he should when the NWO came out, he should have stepped back and pulled off his shirt to have a half and half shirt and just said, "I'm staying out of it."
To his credit, he was like, "Oh crap, they're here. I don't know which side to go to."
Yeah, crap. And then he gets popped in the head by Hogan.
No, I thought it was fine. I acknowledge him more in DX than I did NWO. He fits DX a lot better than he did NWO. There, he's just
truly. He got more notoriety being in DX than he did the NWO, for sure.
Yeah.
He's more of a mascot
NWO. Yeah, keep in mind, in NWO, he was named after which number member he was. He was the sixth guy, so...
They named him six.
Also, 3 + 2 + 1. 6.
Don't do math on a Steiner.
Yeah. Tim?
148% chance of winning.
Yeah, I can make a case for Edge being the way to go. But, yeah, you know, Omega, you said it. The cash-in was a bigger deal than winning at the time. Nowadays, a surprise win would be a bigger deal. But back then, you know, even, you know, Rock said we didn't know how big of a deal it was going to be. It's, you know, and of course, makes you bring up the goddamn nostalgia thing. And let's face it, we all fanboy popped, every single one of us, when it happened. And the only lament that I have is that it didn't happen 10 goddamn years ago. And that's the only negative I have about NWO versus DX. And as much as I could make a potential case for Edge, I gotta make it unanimous.
There you go.
Yeah.
Next week in the all-time greatest, Bret Hart pulls double duty at WrestleMania 10 versus Trish Stratus, turning on Chris Jericho and aligning with Christian. And end of the era, Triple H versus The Undertaker, Hell in a Cell, and Mick Foley gets speared through a flaming table by Edge.
There you go. Yeah, and so it's now time for the final little segment of the night. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
We'll start with Mace. Mace, would you rather spend 2 weeks stuck in a psychiatric hospital or spend 2 weeks stuck in an airport?
2 weeks in a psychiatric hospital.
Why?
Because then I might actually get some help.
good point. Tim, would you rather have a year without paying taxes or an extra month of paid vacation?
Well, I don't pay taxes anyway, so I'll take the extra month of paid vacation.
Why don't you pay taxes?
Because I make under a certain amount of money every year.
Okay.
So I get refunds.
Gotta love those tax-free thresholds, don't we, Tim?
Yeah, well, you know, it sucks to be a member of the Commonwealth, hey, Mace?
Yeah, I know. So bad.
Omega, would you rather be stuck writing 5,000 words every day or only speaking in rhyming phrases?
Oh boy,
5,000 words every day.
Why?
Because I have novels in my head, and that would actually work out pretty well.
There you go. Mace, would you rather eat a bar of soap or drink a bottle of vinegar?
Either way, you're puking.
Yeah, pretty much. Vinegar. It tastes nicer.
Tim, would you rather drink a gallon of mayonnaise or eat a pound of butter?
Well, we all know mayonnaise is for hamburgers.
Ew.
Get out.
Awful.
What, you didn't know that? You put mayonnaise on the crown, and then you put lettuce on top of it, and there you go.
The fuck is a crown? You British fuck.
That's the top of the fucking bun, genius.
Ew,
you have the crown and the bun, but...
Ew.
No, you have the crown on the heel, actually.
Yep.
I speak McDonald's talk.
There you go.
Fucking bun.
Top bun.
Commonwealth.
Jesus Christ. God damn it, eh? I've eaten lots of butter, so, you know, I could do a pound of butter.
Okay.
Could I deep fry it?
No.
Well, why not? They do in Alabama.
You don't live in Alabama.
Only during the fair, though.
And finally, Omega, would you rather be the hero who fights the dragons or who saves the damsel in distress?
No, fucking dragons.
Why?
Because I don't go for the princess saving cliche in the first place. And I get to slay dragons. Why not?
Okay, there you go. I'll do it. That's quick hits.
And that's another edition of WTR Sunday Night. Hey, you know what? Programming note, we're on an hour later next week because of the pay-per-view. So join us afterwards for the TLC review right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, are we going to do a Rob Post show or are we not?
I don't know. Tune in and find out. I'm not sure what I'm doing yet.
If there's anything going on tomorrow night, it'll be immediately following Raw. So, you know, tune in and find out. Who knows? Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe a surprise guest host will show up.
Maybe. I don't know. Usually.
Don't know.
Usually, Monday nights, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's the Raw Post Show right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There you go.
I don't know.
Hey.
Go ahead.
You know what? Thursday night is going to be an interesting night because there's something happening.
There's nothing happening Thursday night. But available during the day on Thursday will be the best of the Rack 2015. So we'll highlight the best interviews from 2015. You can go back and listen to our newest interview with Ethan Carter III from last week's episode. All available at rackradioshow.com. You can also submit questions for Ask the Rack, our Christmas show. Do so by sending questions to media@wildtalkradio.com. You can tweet them at wildtalkradio, at rackradioshow, or at Lynn's Word. Yes, check out the website, rackradioshow.com, youtube.com/rackradioshow, and facebook.com/rackradioshow.
I said something's happening on Thursday. I didn't say that the Rack would be live.
Okay. But we return live for the Rack Thursday, December 17th, with our TLC review and NXT TakeOver review.
There you go. Saturday night's midnight-ish, or as close as they can get to it at least. CB Radio! And if they have people call in, sometimes they go overtime.
I wanted to end the show at 2:30 or ish.
And you were on in for an hour and a half longer.
I know. Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome. I got bored. Yeah, I called in last Saturday night, and we played music.
We played music, and then Tim told the history of Canada. So much.
I was asked, God damn it.
So much fun stuff. Subway Rob's expert NFL picks. So much more at CB Radio, the Weird, the Wacky, the Unusual, Saturday Night's Midnight, CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and CBRadioLive.com. Use the hashtag BlameRob for when a celebrity dies and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, there you go. Follow me on the Twitter handles, at PlainsForums. Also, follow at ManKitchenTV. Follow the Wild Talk Radio Network on the Twitter machines, at Wild Talk Radio. You can also check out the Facebook pages. Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Also, check out Facebook.com/Men Chefs. That's M-E-N Chefs. Yeah. And then follow Mace on the Twitter machines because he doesn't let anybody who he doesn't know his Facebook. Because it's private.
Pretty much. You know, Facebook is for close friends, family members, and other acquaintances. And not for people who actually enjoy what I do. But, however, if you enjoy what I do, you can follow me on the Twitter machines, at the Mace thing.
That's an
awful way to
plug it. You
can also go and check out some of the crap I do over at youtube.com/WTRGamesGarage and theOuterHaven.net.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help laughing because it just the way you presented that was so funny. Yeah, that's for my family and friends, but for the people who like me, follow me here.
Hey, some days my family and friends hate my guts. Being honest.
You know, you're not the only one that's been there. Omega, you're all over the interwebs.
Yeah, I try to be.
No, you're getting closer every day.
Mm-hmm. So, over on Facebook, it is TJ Reviews. Over on Twitter, it is TJ Omega. TJ Omega is also the name of the website, tjomega.org, as well as the YouTube channel, where right now I am in the midst of Toycember, which means on top of new content every single weekday, there is another micro review every single day. This month we'll have, if everything goes right, a grand total of 52 videos posted.
I'm just waiting for you to post a 5-second video on, like, something, and all you do is look at the camera and say, "It sucked!" and end it.
I have.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it.
I have a 1-second review where it's just a clip of me pitching a toy into a garbage can.
Oh, wow. Must have been a sucky toy.
Plus, he has done the 5-second joke where he looks at the camera and goes, "It sucks." Starts the credit to go, "No, no, I'm going to have to actually do the goddamn review."
See, it's comedy gold when you watch him on YouTube. Make sure you do.
He also blows up shit on Minecraft.
Do you blow shit up?
Digital shit. Which still counts for some people.
It does.
It's still real to you, dammit.
It's real when I convince people that we've spent 2 hours building something together only to blow it up on them.
That's me.
That's Omega.
There you go. Yeah. And that's it. Another edition of WTR Sunday Night in the Books. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Catch you next week.